Okay, Shalom everybody. Gemachos in the Torah. Today's daf is Beitz Daf Ches. Good to be back at it after a brief hiatus. I apologize. Unfortunately, I did have to go to America. My grandmother was Nifteres, Baruch Hashem, at the age of 104, with real Arichos Yomim Vishamim, with a lot of schuyos. Surrounded by all our family, and it was obviously a sad time, but also a celebration of a life of many, many brachos. So today's shir, and all the shir, should be zchus of Elias Nishmas Tema Bas Shimon, and we'll go weiter in the Elias Shas. Where if you remember back in the Mishnah on Daf Beis, the end of the Mishnah basically had a machlokes between Beishamay and Beishelel about shechting a chaya or an oaf on Yontif, and whether you're allowed to do kisui odam. Kisui odam is a halacha by a chaya or an oaf, by a wild, not wild, but a not tame animal, let's say a deer or an oaf or a bird. When you shecht it, so you have to cover the dam, that's the blood, that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So the question is, what about doing that on Yontif? Because on Yontif, very often there's an issue where you're going to dig in the ground. There are certain, we're going to talk about today, there's certain issues, certain malachos that you would violate by digging in the ground. The most simple one is charisha, is plowing, right? By digging digging in the ground, right? That'd be an isur d'oraisa of charisha. So that would be an issue. So the Mishnah had said, what's the deal if you shecht it, and what do you don't have any dirt? So Beis Shammai says, Yachbar b'decher v'decher v'yichse, right? You should actually dig and with a shovel and cover it. Beis Hillel said, no, you shouldn't. You shouldn't, meaning you shouldn't do that l'chachila, right? But if, you should only shecht if you have dirt that's ready. But they agree, meaning everybody, Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai that if you did shecht the chaya or the oaf already, that you should then go ahead and dig the dirt and cover the blood. So we're here at on Zion and Bays, right at the two dots, and that's what we're up to. Umodim shem shachat, that if you did end up shachting this chaya or oaf, right, that you should take a shovel and dig out some dirt. So Amar Rabbi Zrika, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'hu sheish lo dekar notz mibod yom. We qualify this din that everybody agrees to, that you should dig some dirt to do the kisui. Now, that's only if you had a shovel or stuck into the ground, mibod yom, right, earlier in the day. So again, what that is doing, right, if that helps, if you look at Rashi, right, that helps with the digging issue. Because if it's already stuck in the ground, Rashi says, right, it's already considered as if it has been dug. So that eliminates that potential issue. Problem is, there are a bunch of other issues as well they have to deal with. The Gemara says, v'havi ketisha. But when you dig out that dirt, so then you're going to do ketisha. Ketisha is told of tochin, which is grinding. The dirt that you need to use to cover the blood, it can't just be big, clumps of dirt. It needs to be, actual ground, nice ground, proper dirt. So you can end up grinding. And that will that's an Isur d'oraisa that you have to deal with as well. No, the case is where the dirt is already soft and you don't have to grind it up, so that you don't have that issue. Eyes, the Gemara says, well, issue number three, malacha number three, you might be violating v'akavid guma. But when you dig in the ground, so you make a hole, and Rashi says, if you remember from Masechus Shabbos, v'chayev mishum binyan, right? If you make a hole in the ground, that could be an issue of binyan, of building. So Gemara says, k'der Rabbi Abba, dam Rabbi Abba, hachov v'gumah b'shabbos, v'inu tzorech el afra, potter aleha. So Rabbi Abba says that if you're making a hole in the ground, right, but you don't need the hole, right, all you need is the dirt, so potter aleha, right, it's going to be potter. Why are you going to be potter? So Rashi over here says, right, mekalkel, because it's destructive, right? We talked about in Masechus Shabbos that all of the malachos are constructive in nature, and if you have one that's destructive, so you have to figure out, right, why it would be a malacha, right? For example, we had soser, which is to destroy something, to take something apart. So we said that soser amanas livnos. The malacha really is to destroy in order to build. The same thing with tearing was in order to sow. Okay, so the same thing over here, meaning when you're taking out the dirt and you don't need the ground, since mekalkel, you're messing, you don't need the hole, so you're messing up the ground. So that's going to be potter. Now, in general, if you remember from Masechus Shabbos, right, potter in Hilchos Shabbos usually means Potter of Alasr, that it's not Asr Midaraisa, but it still will be Asr Midarabanan. So that's what Tosos asks. If you look at Tosos, Tiber Maskov Eino, right? It's a Tosos says it's not potter because it's mekalkel. It's potter because it's havet malach hashem tzichel agufa. And either way, though, meaning okay, that's already a discussion in and of itself. But either way, it's still potter. And Tosos asks the tema imkain potter al v'asr lechachila. Right? Anytime you have in Hilchos Shabbos, 9 times out of 10, it says potter. Right? It means potter al v'asr midrabanan. So why is here? Does it mean theoretically? It seems to be it's potter completely. Right? It doesn't say that it's potter aval aser, and therefore the mitzvah d'oraisa of doing kisui adam overrides the din d'rabbanan. It doesn't say that in the Gemara. So what it seems to imply that it's totally mutter. So what's going on over here? So Tosha says that maybe because of Simchas Yom Tov that it is mutter lechachila. That even though theoretically it might be in other scenarios it might be potter aval aser, but because you have a Simchas Yom Tov issue that otherwise you won't shecht, right? So therefore it's going to be mutter straight up. So then Tosa says, okay, well, if that's true, then what about the Decker notes? Let's leave that shadow on the side. But that's definitely a lot to look into here by Rashi Tosa. Okay, either way, Vayter in the Gemara. She offered Kira Mukhan, who, if you remember, at the end of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said, right, that according to Beis Hillel, right, that everybody agrees, or even Beis Hillel agrees, that if you don't have dirt ready, then you should dig in the ground and cover the dirt. And the Mishnah had ended off with this cryptic line: "She'afar kira muchanu," because ashes of a stove, right, afar with an ayin is dirt. But afar, really, should be afar, right? The afar with an ayin, with an aleph, that means ash. So the Gemara says the Mishnah had said that you should dig in the ground to cover the ash. The Mishnah had said you should dig in the ground to take the dirt to cover the blood. And then it had said, she'efer kira mukhanu, because the ash of an oven is mukhan, it's prepared, i.e. it's not mukhsa. So the Gemara says, efer kira mandacha shmei. What are you talking about? What is it? Ashes of a stove? Who needs ashes of a stove? What are you talking about? What's going on over here? That's nothing to do with anything. So Rabba says, this is what the Mishnah meant to say. Not she'efer kira mukhanu, rather ve'efer kira mukhanu. Right? In addition to that, meaning that the ashes of the stove are not mukhsa, meaning that they're not mukhsa. Right? It's nothing to do with what we said before, that they are not mukhsa, they're able to be used right on Yom. And the implication again, just Tosis over here has a pretty good question. Right, the implication is that efer kira mukhanu, that the ashes of a stove is mukhan, is not mukza, and therefore you can use it if you need to cover up the blood. Right, problem is Tosis points out that the Gemara in Chulin says you're not allowed to use ashes from a stove to cover up blood. To do kisui adam, right? It's no good. You need actual dirt. So he says that it could be that's not talking about covering up the blood at all. It's just some random halacha, right? That efer kira mukhanu, right? That ashes of a stove, right? Is prepared. But again, it's tzarchim, right? It's from that Gemara and Chulin, right? Definitely want to check out. That's Tosos Tiber Maskil Halachikamer. Okay, either way. And this is when we're telling me that the ashes of a stove are not mukta, meaning they're considered prepared from Erev Yom Tov. So that's only if the oven was fired and the wood was burned and turned into ash on Erev Yom Tov. Avahuzuk b'Yom Tov, right? You're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're allowed to burn fire on Yom Tov. So if you would have used the wood and burned the oven on Yom Tov, so that ash, that's aser, right? Because that already was not prepared. Erev Yom Tov. But in right, let's slow bo beitza. But if the ash is still hot enough in order to roast an egg, i.e., that the wood is still usable for what you wanted to use it for on Shabbos, on Yom Tov rather. So then mutter, then it is mutter to use it for whatever you want. Because again, it's not mukta, right? It's already, it's usable. It's still considered to be wood, like, you know, not wood, but let's say things that are used to cook. Right? It's not considered to have no purpose. It's not considered to be mukta just yet. Tanya Mihachi, also in the Braisa, Kesha Amru Efer Kira Mukhanu, when they said that ash of a stove is not mukta, it's usable. Lo Amru Ela Shehuzak Me'er Yom Tov. That's only if the wood was burned on Erev Yom Tov. Avahuzak Be'Yom Tov, but if it was wood that was burned on Yom Tov, then it's aser. But Vimroi Litzos Bavesa Mutter, right? That's exactly what we just said a second ago. Hichnis offer the ginaso ulukhurvaso. Let's say you brought dirt. Now flipping back to dirt, right, to use for kisui adam. If you brought dirt to your garden or to your chuva or to the ruin that you have, let's say, you know, I don't know, for a reason you have a ruin that you're kind of putting down dirt. So then mutter chasasbo, that is mutter to use to cover the blood, because again that dirt is prepared and you ready to be used. Right, again you want to use it for whatever reason, so you can just use that for covering. Recovering the blood. Again, if you would, you might have thought that it's prepared for one thing and not for this, but it is in fact. Rashi says over here, the last line he says is "Daita ilave bechol tzarchot," meaning that if you're ready to use that dirt, you're ready to use that dirt for anything that you need. It's not only set aside for a specific purpose. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Machnes other malo kupaso afar ve'oso bechol tzarcho," and sure, and Rabbi Yehuda says that even a small amount of dirt, right? If you have a basket. Right, of dirt, and I mean not dirt in your garden. The presumably dirt in your garden is a lot of dirt. But even if you have a small amount of dirt in a basket, that's also, you're allowed to use it for kisui adam. You can use it for whatever you want. That's considered not muksa. That's considered used, right, prepared for use on yontif. Darish Marzutra, Mishmeidin Marzutra Rabba. Marzutra taught in the name of Marzutra Rabba, the great Marzutra. I guess there were two of them. It's vahu sheyichet lo karen zavis. And that's only, right, if you have a little, you put the dirt in the corner, meaning, i.e., it's not like spread out on the ground, it's like piled up in a corner, and showing that it's still to be used. It's not going to be bottled to the ground, right? Because again, they had dirt floors right back then. So if you can imagine, if you bring a little bit of dirt and scatter it all over the house, so that's already like putting new fresh dirt on the floor, and then that dirt is kind of gone. He's just clarifying that the dirt is in a corner, right? Then it's ready to be used. Okay. The Gemara says now, Mesvei. One second. If you're telling me that, we'll see, it's a question on a bunch of things, but if you're telling me that you're allowed to use this, you're allowed to cover up dirt. You're allowed to use dirt to cover up blood on yontif. So one second, koi in shochten osob yontif. If im shochto in mechasen es damo. A koi is something, is an animal that is suffik behema suffik chaya. Right? We're not sure, right, whether it's chayiv in kisui adam at all. Right? We don't know. It's a suffik. So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to shochten yontif. And if you did, you don't. What's it called? You don't cover its blood, presumably because the covering act. Right, involves isurim, right, and we don't want to do it for a suffik. We're not going to cover the blood. We're not going to dig up dirt to cover blood. It's a suffik, whether you need to cover it or not. The Gemara says v'im isa, right, and if you tell me that all the stuff that we've just been saying, that you're allowed to use all this dirt that you have for your garden or for your basket or whatever, the chasik gedera v'yuda, right? Why don't you, one second? Why don't we just use this dirt that's prepared for any purpose, right? Like we said before, that's in a basket or whatever. That's what v'yuda suggested. Just use this dirt that's prepared for any purpose. You can just cover it. What are you losing? You're not violating any malacha. There's no issue. So the Gemara says, well, if that's true, that if you're suggesting that you can cover it with this dirt in the basket, right, what about all the other suggestions we had? When you had the shovel already in the ground and it was soft dirt or whatever, where we didn't have any other issues, you could use that dirt as well. I mean, it's a question on everything. If you're telling me that a koi, but we're not sure whether you should cover the blood of a koi, and because it's a suffik, whether you have a mitzvah to do the kisui adam, and we don't want to do the covering of the blood because that involves some sort of isurim, well, what do you mean? We just illustrated all of these examples how you can do kisui adam without an isur. So the Gemara says, it must be ela de lesle, hakanami de lesle. It must be a scenario where you just don't have, right? You don't have any dirt in a basket. You don't have a shovel in the ground already. If you remember, that was the beginning of how we started. You need to have the shovel in the ground already. The dirt you're using is not soft, right? You don't have that type of dirt, so therefore, right, that must be the case with the koi. And we're going to bring a bunch of possibilities for how to understand this, but we'll get to Anuma Beis, where we'll come to a final understanding. So the Gemara says, what do you mean if you don't have any dirt? What do you mean? If you're telling me that you don't have any dirt to cover the blood, so who cares that it's a koi? Right? Any animal, you're not allowed to shecht any chayava oaf. Right, if you don't have any of those options available, right? We explained that the only time they said that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree that you're allowed to cover the blood is if you have this pre-dug shovel in the ground, right? And there's soft earth, etc., right? All the conditions. If you don't have it, so then you can't shecht. So what? Why are you telling me that? Why is this specifically a koi? It should be even a chayav oaf as well. So Gemara says, "Lo mi baya kamar." No, it's not even telling me. I mean, you don't even need to tell me that. Lo mi baya vaday to lo yishchot. For sure, we know that if it's a vaday chayav oaf, right, that you definitely can't shecht unless you have these preconditions, or if you have the shovel and the dirt, etc. Aval safek, but if it's a safek, if it's a koi, ema, you might have thought to say that mishum simchas yontif l'shchod v'lo l'chasye. You might have thought that, well, it's a safek whether you have to cover the blood to begin with. So maybe because of simchas yontif, you should shech the animal, and since it's a safek, just don't cover it. Right, so therefore, kamash malan. Right, therefore, it teaches us that no, you're not allowed to even shecht it straight up. Meaning that actually the koi is not allowed to be shechted, even though, right, because you're going to end up with this issue, you don't know whether to cover the blood, and you're not able to. The Gemara says about being the kani seifa, but one second, the second part of the mission says, v'im shechto ein v'chasin damo, right, if you did shecht it, you don't cover the blood, v'chad the resha, right, be'isvele yaskinan. If you tell me that if you do shecht it, you don't cover it, right, so that implies that there is some dirt available, right, at the beginning, right, at the first part of the first part of the brisa, right, when we said that you shouldn't, what was the quote over there? It was koi ein shochtin osob yamtif, right, you shouldn't shecht it on yamtif. We understood that meaning as a scenario where you don't have any dirt. But when the mission the end part of that brisa says, right, v'im shochto ein chazen es damo. If you do shecht, you shouldn't cover, that implies that you have the ability, that you have the wherewithal to cover it. And that's what we're talking about. So you can't tell me that this scenario is where there is no dirt available. So Elam Rabba, Rabba says, no, I'll give you a different answer. What's the deal? Efer kira muchan levadai vein muchan lesafek. We're talking about a case, right, where all you have is ashes from a stove, and ashes, right, that's considered to be mukha, that's not mukta for a vadai, for a chi of a chayv of to cover that blood, but not, it's not considered mukha, it's not considered prepared for a suffik chiyuv, for like a koi, and therefore it's mukta regarding covering the blood of a koi. So Gemara says, l'safik my time alone, so why not? D'kavad guma. One second, what's the problem by a suffix? Right, because you're making a hole in the ground. Vadinamikaviguma. Right? It's also, right, you're also making a hole. That can't be the reason, because by when you're, you know, digging a hole in the ground or a hole in the ashes, so that's also making a hole, and that should be bona. So elikad Rabbi Abba, hachanamik Rabbi Abba. So that can't be the issue, right? We said before that it's Rabbi Abba's shita that it's mekakel, or according to Rashi, or melacha shen tzuch leguf, according to Tosos. Meaning what we suggested at the top of the Yomid, that making a hole is not an issue. And so elasavik my timeless. So what's the problem? Why can't you use this afer, this ash from a stove, to cover the blood of a suffik, right, of a koi? So my dilma of a ketisha, maybe you ground it up, right? Vadinama nixor mishum ketisha, because by a regular chayv of, you also have that issue. So Gemara says, vade ki ketisha, asay v'dachi lo sasay. When you cover up a chayv or oaf, when you cover up their blood, so then you have a mitzvah asay. That's a mitzvah of covering the blood. That comes and that knocks out, that is docha, the lo sasay, right? There's a concept of asay docha lo sasay, that a positive mitzvah will knock out a negative mitzvah. So therefore, when you have the mitzvah, a definite mitzvah to cover the blood of the chayv oaf, that knocks out the isher ketisha, the lo sasay of yontif. But by a koi, you don't have that, because it's only a suffix whether you're doing a mitzvah. So you don't say suffix asay, do chalos asay. So Gemara says, well, imer darmin and asi v'dachi as asi, yeah, asay v'dachi as los asay, could go in mila v'taras. You know, he said the mitzitzes. Right? The problem with that, suggesting that, is that the only time you say asi do chalos asay is if the action is happening at the same time. For example, if you have a taras on the makam amila, so we say that the mitzvah of mila is docha, the iser of not cutting off tzaras, and therefore you do the mila. Or, for example, if you have an issue of tzitzis, right, shat nais b'tzitzis, the moment you put on the mitzvah of tzitzis, you wear the beged, you're doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're also violating shat nais. So we say, docha lo, asi, ase, v'docha lo sase. Right, the be'in the kama akar. That at that moment, right, it's happening at the same time. Right, lav kamokim la asay. Right, that you're doing the asay when you do the isra at the same time. But hacha, but over here, the beinah the kama aker lav kamokim asay. Problem over here is that when you're doing ketisha, when you're doing the grinding of the dirt, and then you do the kisu yadam, right, the grinding comes first. It's not happening at the same time. So Gemara says, halokasha de ba'adi the katish the chamachsi. So Gemara says, okay, no, it must be a case where you are doing the grinding when you cover the blood. The problem is, however, Yom Tov is not an ase, it's not just straight los ase, it's an ase and a los ase, right? It's a mitzvah to do rest, to not do balacha, it's a mitzvah ase. to rest Shabboson from Shabbos, to not do malacha. It's also a losase, obviously, it's from malacha. So therefore, it can't be that the mitzvah of kisui adam is knocking out the iser losase of yontif, because yontif is also an asay, is also a positive commandment. So a positive commandment does not come and knock out a positive and negative commandment. So you can't tell me that the asay, the mitzvah asay of covering the blood, knocks out the losase of yontif, because yontif is also and I say as well. So El Amarava, finally we'll get to an answer that'll stick. What's going on over here? Efer Kira Daito Levadai Vein Daito Lesofik. Why is Efer Kira only good to cover the blood of a chayav of, which is a vadai mitzvah, and not the blood of a sofik? Because that's what a person has das for, meaning it's a mukta issue. It's a mukta issue, right? That the ash is not considered to be prepared to cover the blood of a sofek. V'azda Rava l'tamei, Rava, this is Rava Shita, Amar Rava, Hichnis Afar l'chazuz bot soa, Muta l'chazuz bot dam tzipor. Right? If you brought in dirt to cover up feces, to cover up waste, so that you're allowed to use that to cover up the blood of shechting a bird, dam tzipor, Asar l'chazuz bot soa, but if you brought the dirt in order to cover up a bird, right, it's Asar to cover up feces, right? The question is whether it's something will definitely happen or something will not happen, right? So if you have in mind, according to Rava, right, that the shechting a bird at Dam Tzipor is more likely, so if it's prepared for Dam Tzipor, right, it's not necessarily prepared to cover up blood, and that's so too over here, that if it's we have the dirt that's ready, the ashes that are ready to cover up the blood of a vadai, it's not necessarily going to be prepared and considered to be mukhan and not mukta to cover up the blood of a safik. Now our Balai Amri, then our Balai says, I forget who that's a reference to. I don't see that in Rashi over here, but it's a reference to one of the Amoraim. Okay, either way, afilu hichnis afar lechasus bo dam tzibor muter lechasus bo tzoa. Now he simply disagrees that if the blood is if the dirt is prepared to cover up the blood of a tzibor, it's also prepared to cover up the feces. Amri b'maravan, who said in the West in Eretz Yisrael, pligi bar Rabbi Yosef bar Chama of Rabbi Zira, Rami la Rabba b'rei de Rabbi Yosef bar Chama of Rabbi Zira. Okay, machlokas. Either between those rabbanim in Eretz Yisrael, chad amar koi harei gitzoa, v'chad amar koi enu gitzoa. One of them says that a koi is like the likelihood of shechting koi is like tzoa. One of them says it's not like tzoa, meaning it's less likely to happen. And to stein the rabba who the amar koi harei gitzoa, and it seems like it makes sense that rabba is the one who says that a koi is like tzoa. The amar rabba hichnas afar lechasus bo tzoa mutar lechasus bo dam tzibor asra lechasus bo tzoa. To stein, right, again, that's what we just quoted before. Right, it seems like that seems to be our machlokas, that if the ashes are prepared to cover up a bird, right, they're not necessarily prepared to cover up feces, and therefore they're not necessarily compared, right, and similarly they're not necessarily prepared to cover up a koi as well. Okay, Rami Brei Rav Yeva, Amar Rami Brei Rav Yeva gives a fifth possibility, if I think fifth, if I'm not mistaken, right, koi hainu taim adol mechasin, mechasinan, but the reason that you won't cover the blood of a koi on yontif is for a totally different reason. Not because there's an actual inherent issue with the digging of the dirt and etc., but rather gzera mishum ataras chalbo, because it's a gzera, because if you end up covering the blood of a koi, people will think that its chilev is mutter. The halacha is that the certain fats of an animal, the chilev, right, for if it's a chaya, if it's a deer, for example, those chilev is mutter. Those fats are mutter to eat. If it's a behema, like a sheep or a cow, those chilev is aser to eat. So people will think that if you're going to cover the blood like a chaya, they'll think that the chaylev is mutter, and really the chaylev is a suffix. It's a suffix whether it's aser, because we don't know if it's a behema or a chaya, and therefore you should not eat it. But if you cover the blood, people might think that the chaylev is mutter. So if that's true, that we're concerned, people are going to think that the chaylev is mutter. So what does that have to do with yontif? On a random Tuesday, it should also be aser. So it says, "Bechol amrin lenakar chetzer hu detzarech." So people, because on a weekday, no, if people see you digging dirt, right, people will think, oh no, he's just going to kind of take care of his chatzar, right? And that's why he's digging the dirt. But on yontif, what other possibility, what other reason would you need to dig dirt, right? Otherwise, it's aser. It must be that you have some sort of mitzvah. It must be you're doing kisui adam. But during the weekday, people won't necessarily see that. So Gemara says, okay, shechta be'ashba ma'ikei lameimar. So okay, so let's say you shechted this koi right in a garbage heap, or it's not your chatzar, it's not your backyard. And so what are you going to do? Or bam limloch ma'ikei lameimar. Or if a person comes to ask a shayla, right, what is do you have to cover a koi's blood? Right, meaning if you tell me that in that case, if the Rav tells him that he has to cover the blood, he might assume that, okay, so it must be that a koi is a chaya, and therefore the chilev is mutter. So ela b'chol, so the Gemara says, rather, no, really, b'chol during the weekday, inami misafka, amrili l'rabanan zil torech v'chasi. Because since it's a sofek, or even, again, people will think on a chol, on a weekday, that what is the chacham telling you, right? If he goes to a chacham and says, on a Tuesday, he says, shall I cover the koi's blood? And the chacham says, yeah, you might as well. So people will think that, okay, you might as well, right? You don't lose anything. But b'yantiv, but on yantiv, im is safke, but if you're not sure whether you should cover the koi's blood, me, I'm really rabbanan zil tarach v'chasi, would the rabbanan go tell you to possibly violate isurim by digging dirt to go cover the koi's blood if it was only a sofek on yantiv? Right, you have real issues by digging the dirt. So if it was a suffix on Yontif, right, and people got a shayla, they asked the Rav said, cover the blood of the koi on Yontif, they'd be like, oh, must be that it's mamash achaya, because otherwise we wouldn't mess around with the digging in the dirt. So therefore, the chaylev is mutter. So that's why we don't cover the blood of a koi on Yontif, because you might think that the chaylev is mutter. Okay. Well, let's stop here and we'll go back to the Shas tomorrow. Have a great day and night, depending on where you are listening to this.